this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
Typhoon Erica almost makes landfall in Tampa, sending people into panic just moments before the storm completely dissipated. Millions of Tampa Bay residents nearly lost everything, and hundreds of thousands are still with power. And I ate an entire pizza just because I was that scared. All right, stay tuned for updates on this breaking news. We'll be back in about 8 minutes to start our show.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, Already in Progress.
Today is Monday, August 31st, 2015.
You ever tried to wake up your cat because you thought it was dead? You didn't want to touch the cat. You just kept calling its name over. Kitty. Kitty. Kitty, are you alive? And the cat doesn't move at all. So you say, okay, let me touch the kitty cat. Nope, the cat's alive. You've been listening to another Joe Wisdom. If you have a wisdom, give us a jingle at 813-327-8566. Leave your wisdom, your name, and whether you'd like it to be broadcast on air.
The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. I took myself on a great big trip recently, and one of the things I did was use my airline miles to fly first class from one end of the country to the other and back. Imagine the perks. Food, drink, priority boarding, a big seat. It was my intention to soak up every privilege without appearing to be too much of a bumpkin. Except that I am a total bumpkin. Rich people have codes and signals, and I don't know them. My comfortable, versatile clothes didn't exude the right kind of pristine. My skin, hair, and fingernails hadn't had professional attention. If you carry luggage that looks like it's been to Port-au-Prince and back a dozen times, that doesn't make you look worldly. Even though I'd washed all the mud off my clogs, they still looked like I'd worn them outdoors, unlike the suede shoes on the man seated next to me, which would be ruined if they got wet. His feet would get soaked, too. But I'll bet the chain across his instep is real gold. The flight attendant made it a point to sidle up to him privately and acknowledge that he was a member of the high poobahs of plane ticket money spenders, so if there's anything at all we can do to make your flight more agreeable. I'd already seen the perfect tailoring of his suit jacket when he stood ahead of me in the red-roped priority check-in line, his left ear pasted to the shaved globe of his head by a phone, into which he was steadfastly yessing and absolutely-ing, staunchly laying out why his interlocutor should give somebody a second chance. I realize that so far we haven't shown you, and you can be certain that I personally... It sure didn't seem like he could afford to lose this account or not close this deal. I just want an opportunity to demonstrate that what you've seen isn't an indicator of the way things are going to be. It was 5 o'clock in the morning in Boston. Who was he talking to? Someone in Europe? In Asia? Or some local insomniac bully who was enjoying his power to make this guy grovel? But the guy was good. His grovel was professional, as befitting his shoes and clothes. He was like a boxer, parrying blow after blow and bobbing back up, nimble and eager. You're going to see something different when you find out what our best work is really like. His head never went down. He had stamina. Whatever the upbraiding coming down the line, he was going to flip it to an occasion to regard a new, improved future. All in a day's work. People tell me they've had some of the most interesting conversations on airplanes. I suppose. I guess you really have to believe that you can make a connection with anyone. We're all humans, aren't we? I'm sure there's some social signal I don't know how to give that might have set up the context for a pleasant exchange between him and me. Hey, I could say, awesome the way you took that spanking back there. I could have said that. He was wearing those everything-canceling headphones, the kind that if he turned and looked at me, I'd be reminded of Steve Martin with that trick arrow going through his head. And he didn't take those ear globes off the whole flight. Not for the omelet, or the Bloody Mary, or either one of the hot towels. I didn't care. I had my own armrest, a book to read. The seat was so roomy I could kick off my shoes and sit cross-legged. And I said, yes, please, every chance I got. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
You've got somewhere to go. Catch a fare that's low. Catch a money saver going on Greyhound.
Catch a money saver anywhere Greyhound goes for just $7 to $59 one way. $7 to $59. Some restrictions apply, so call or stop by for details.
Catch a money saver going on.
Go Greyhound and leave the driving to us.
Oh boy, I found some tasty new cookie snacks at my local 7-Eleven. They're called the Complete Cookie from Lenny and Larry's. The Complete Cookie is all natural vegan, made with no eggs and no dairy. They come in lemmy poppy seed, chocolate chip, and peanut butter. Good. Go ahead and get yourself down to a 7-Eleven today and try a Complete Cookie today.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit
from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Jampa.
It is dramatic, and we like dramatic. Dramatic is good. It is good. Hey, everyone. This is Anthony from Tampa. And you're... where's Betty?
It's a lovable artificial intelligence unit, Betty. And despite what you may have heard, believe me, I'm lovable, too.
And W-E-E-D.
And you're listening to...
Giant Pop Radio. You go, please.
The Radio Typhoon Erica, episode 14, for Monday.
And it sounds like Joe is having some communication problems with us this evening. Joe, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
You're coming back. You're coming back. Now, we just barely missed you. You were starting to announce the episode title and the date.
This is Typhoon Erica, episode 14 for Monday, August 31st, 2015.
All right, fantastic. There we go.
So we'll do some edits in the background, folks. Hey, you know, it's not perfect. Nothing is perfect in this.
No, exactly. That's just how it is, and sometimes it just be like that, and it's okay. We're all good with that.
You know, but ladies and gentlemen, we've got a fun packed show for you tonight. We've got some serious, we've got some silly, and a whole lot of Joe and Anthony and whatever I can scrounge up with Betty if she's going to cooperate tonight.
Well, we'll find out eventually.
Crazy weirdo, but, you know, who knows? Who knows what we got? So, what's going on in your world, sir?
Oh, my goodness. It's been raining all day today. Kind of sucks, but that was from Typhoon Erica, you know. Everyone just got fucking crazy shit crazy, monkey ape, batshit crazy here the other day when, you know.
What exactly happened?
Nothing. Yeah, I haven't. That's the problem. Nothing happened. Well, there was a tropical depression or a storm. It wasn't even a hurricane. I believe it was a tropical storm at the time that was heading towards Florida. And it had settled over Cuba and I believe the Dominican Republic and Haiti. And it, you know, it flooded and everything like that, which is expected. And then it was going to head up north. And they didn't know if it was going to go up the west coast of Florida or if it was going to go up the east coast of Florida, if it was going to hit Fort Lauderdale, or if it was going to hit Fort Myers, or if it was going to hit Tampa. Nobody knew. Nobody knew. But it was a very disorganized storm, is what they were telling us.
You know what? Betty keeps nudging me. She wants to say something. Can she say something?
Sure. Betty, what's up, Betty?
My world is exploding. Typhoon Erica flooded my circus in Cuba.
I'm sorry, Betty.
I didn't know Betty had circuits in Cuba. How about that? She's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, clearly, she's a little Skynet on her own, apparently. So it eventually, you know, and they said it was a very poorly organized storm, so there wasn't any expectation of it really developing in anything. And
so this big blob of cloud just sitting out there waiting to attack something, but it just said, nah.
Well, it was starting to swirl, and there was a lot of heavy rain and a lot of wind. I think the most it got up to, though, was like 50, maybe 60 miles an hour. So it didn't quite meet the hurricane status, which really is wind. Wind, I believe, is the number one factor when they name tropical storms.
Right.
So it never really got to that point, but it did kind of hang around, you know, 40, 50 miles an hour. And then they even expected if it, like, hit us, if it came up the coast, they didn't expect to get more than, like, 50 mile an hour winds, which, I mean, it's strong winds, but houses here, you know, we kind of deal with it from time to time. It's not the end of the world. So it's like, okay, fine. But, oh, my God. Were fucking batshit crazy before this whole thing had gotten figured out. People were at the Publix buying their bottled water, buying their canned goods, buying their provisions, buying their candles, buying their this, buying their that. And then, of course, you know, at work, people were freaking out and putting things up on tables and like putting plastic on things and shit. And I'm like, people, we don't even know if it's coming our way.
Well, listen, I got two words for you. Herd mentality.
I think really it's just crazy mentality. It was absolutely crazy.
Yes, that
it
too.
It was just a total absence of critical thinking. That's really what it boiled down to, unfortunately, is that nobody really paid attention or really bothered to say, okay, if it gets bad, we're going to know. It won't hit us till Monday morning. You know, like for me, I expected if it started picking up, I was probably going to go into work on Sunday and shut everything down.
Wow. You
know, well, that's what we have to do. If it hits us, we have to do that. I have to, you know, we have to shut our stuff down. So, but I'm telling people, I'm like, look, if it's going to hit, we're going to have a few days notice here. We don't even know what it's going to do right now. So why don't we all relax, stop pulling plugs out of walls and putting shit up on top of cabinets and covering things in plastic. Let's wait and find out, see what the storm does.
If yeah, only people put all that energy and effort into so many other much more productive things.
So many other much more productive things. I totally agree. That would be freaking awesome.
It's just going to come and hit you. You'll know it.
You will know it. You'll know. You'll know within a few days in advance. It's not like this shit sneaks up on you or anything.
Right. You might make a breaking news broadcast.
Do I need to make a breaking news broadcast?
So would you make a breaking news broadcast if you needed to?
Oh, of course I would.
Exactly.
If I was able to.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if I wasn't here at the studio, I can't really make a breaking news broadcast. But maybe Betty might help. Betty probably won't help. You know, I know Betty. You know, everyone loves you and everything. And you got yourself your little cult following and shit. But listen, Betty.
My world is exploding.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I sure hope she's pissed.
Oh, poor Betty. But yeah, I mean, so it's kind of like everyone was freaking out, and it's like, people, fucking relax. I mean, Bob in accounting, he jumped out the window. I mean, we're on the second floor. He didn't hurt himself or anything. I think he maybe broke his ankle. He's in the hospital or something. But he jumped out the window. I'm like, why are you jumping out the window? It's a hurricane! It's a typhoon! The pension plan is raided! Bye, bitches! He didn't get far because he broke his ankle. And plus, I think he only had like $30 in total for the pension plan. But, you know, so I...
That is crazy, but I'm glad it dissipated. I'm glad that now people have a chance to be calm. And, you know, I would hope that they've learned from this experience. Hey, maybe I could just chill out and just wait for the official news.
Maybe you can. Or, you know what? But it would be kind of cool, though. I mean, if we did get one, I would totally, like, you know, like, special broadcast if we were in the middle of a hurricane here. If I could. I mean, if I had power, because I'm not in an evacuation zone. I'm not in a flood zone. The studio, luckily, is not in a flood or an evacuation zone. So it's unlikely that we would, you know, have to leave. But it's the question of if we actually, A, have power, and B, have internet services. But if we did, we would
do that. On stilts. 18-foot stilts.
It's kind of difficult since the studio is already here, but it's all good. You know, I mean, we're good. I think you know, our studio is far enough inland that we don't really have to worry too much. Probably more wind and rain, but nothing like, you know, tidal wave forces like you know, Katrina or anything.
And isn't there a new roof on the studios too?
Oh, not yet.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's a new AC system. That's correct.
But that has not happened yet. That will not. No, that the roof and the environmental controls are being replaced in the fall. It's too hot right now and too wet right now, which is totally true. It would be murder. So it's just better, and plus you get better prices off season.
And plus too, if you're a hot, dreamy construction contractor, you can give us a call at 813-327-8566 and you know, give us some pointers and see what we can do. And Anthony, I'm sure, would appreciate some kind of wisdom and insight.
Wisdom and insight is good. And you can also text DreamyHat 228 once to 22333 to join the poll.
Ah, yes. Hey, Anthony, I made a live audience poll. Ladies and gentlemen, our first ever poll. And the poll is, which of the six words do you use when talking about marijuana in everyday life? Number one is 420. Actually, if you text to DreamyHat 228 once to 22333 and you've joined the poll, you can respond with A, 420, B, cannabis, C, weed, D, damn good shit, E, medicine, or F, pot. The poll will stay active probably until the end of the night, because I think if I kept the window open until the next show, my computer would be toast. Well, it would have to be toast because I have to close it and open it for another application, which we won't have to speak about. But anyways, go check this out now. The poll is on our Facebook, but I'll give you the poll address. So just note it's an https://poll, P-O-L-L-E-V, that's one word, pollev.com/dreamyhat228. So either way you do it, go to the website or text it to, you know, that thing that we told you. If you've already done it, great. If not, it's dreamyhat228 once to 22333. Wait for them to respond, and then they'll send you the whole poll thing. So, yeah, it's kind of cool. We got something interesting going on.
All right. Sounds like fun. Sounds like fun. So let's see. We got 15 minutes before our break. How long is your news? I haven't had a chance. I know you got your news in kind of late today. Usually you sometimes have them up early. Let's see. Do you think we can cover 15 minutes on this, or do we need to fluff a little bit more?
We can cover this in 15 minutes.
All right. Hold on.
And now for the news.
Hey, Joe, do you got some news?
I sure do, Anthony. Good evening from the Chicago studios. Here's your latest 420 news. So, remember when a Soviet spacecraft landed in Wisconsin, Anthony?
Remember? When did this happen?
Yes, this happened sometime in the 60s. I think it was 62. It was called Sputnik 4 in the West. It wasn't one of Soviet Union's greatest triumphs of the early space age. It basically had a retrofire failure, and so it kept the spacecraft orbit further up. It sprinkled radioactive material basically over Wisconsin, though, as it came down and it crashed. It landed in, like, the northern suburbs, like golf courses, scarred the whole fucking landscape. It was a total disaster.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But you know, they're studying it to see what kind of radiation is on different micrometeors, those kinds of things.
So because expect a lot? I mean,
well, not a whole lot, but
is like Wisconsin like totally radioactive now, and we haven't been aware of it? Is that why I have like two anuses? I mean, is that kind of what we're gonna find out here?
You know, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll keep you posted if we get some more interesting news on that. But you know what? Let's keep the flow. This is from the Daily Beast. Are weed bars at weddings kosher?
That's a good question. What's the answer?
So, you know, there's a new wedding trend popping up. Open weed bars.
Okay.
How do you get invited?
Well, first off, you probably have to live in a state where recreational use is probably not as... Whoop, I went the wrong way. I was adjusting my chair and I kind of went the wrong way. So it looks like Washington, Colorado, Alaska, or Oregon is where you need to be.
If you live in those states, through sites like Cannabride.com and LoveAndMarriage.com.
Cannabride.com.
Yes. Cannabride.com.
Okay.
So if, you know, you choose to participate in these things, brides and grooms can find everything from 420 focus caterers to kush-pushing florists.
Huh.
Why not? I mean, it's a legal business.
No, I totally agree. I mean, I don't see any problem with it. I mean, it would be fun, you know. It's just like having booze at a wedding. You let your peeps get high, you know. Why not? You know, what the hell's wrong with that? And a good wedding, you know, a good wedding has a lot of high people at it.
Yeah.
And drunk people. And, you know, but not too many drunk people. And not too many high people. But a good mixture of people, you know.
Too many people that... wanting to have a good time.
Exactly.
And, you know, get rid of the rest. Get rid of the naysayers.
So let's see. How many have they had so far? How many weddings have they done so far?
Well, the story doesn't quite say. But
oh, it doesn't go into the weed bar thing. Oh, this is the kosher thing. I thought we were talking about weed bars. I'm like, this is awesome. I wish I had a weed bar at my wedding. And of course, that wouldn't be possible.
Right. Now, that's the question.
But is it kosher? But I'm not Jewish. Who's Jewish? Are you Jewish?
If you are Jewish, if you're a practicing Jew, give us a call at 813-327-8566. And let us know what your thoughts are on this, because we are not experts in what is kosher. But
what does the article tell us? What does the news tell us from the Daily Beast? What does it say?
Well, the news, it's a lot of words.
It's a lot of words. Oh, that's precious.
Be an interesting long base story that goes out into crazy weaves and different abstracts. That's all I can say.
Oh no, I've had those before. I know what you're talking about. I have had those before as well myself.
But basically, the San Francisco-based couple named Jenny and Ryan opted for a full-service weed bar at a private 420-friendly ranch in Colorado.
Nice. Nice.
To ensure their guests could smoke or vape freely and feel comfortable enough to relax afterwards, the couple brought a colorful giant dome they call the Shady Waffle all the way from San Francisco.
The Shady
Waffle. Inside the Shady
Waffle,
it's filled with comfortable lounge chairs and couches.
Okay.
It provided a perfect way for guests to unwind.
All right.
That's so, you know, it's... The thing is the weed kosher?
Yes, is the weed kosher? That's what we've been listening for all night, is to find out if the weed is kosher or not.
Yeah.
So is it?
Well, that's for the user to decide.
Oh, so it doesn't even tell us. Really? It doesn't tell us? Does it not tell us? Really? This is a totally clickbait article type of thing? Searching for the word kosher.
All headlines, ladies and gentlemen, are clickbaits. And that's why you listen to us, because we expose them for what they are.
Because we get suckered into them. Oh, wow, you're right. You're absolutely right. That is, wow, it does not really appear anywhere else in the article.
It does not.
Wow.
It's on target, so... Let's step it up to an even more con job, I'm sure.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
I believe Chip Skipper is on the scene of a giant clickbait bust going on in... I don't know where that was at. Chip, are you with us, Chip? I think he's via satellite or something.
He's Chip Skipper, will you?
Okay. Well, maybe we might have to come back, but apparently Chip is on the scene of a huge bust.
Chip Skipper, what's going on? Come on, talk to me.
Yeah, well, Chip, that's what we want to know. What's going on with this clickbait bust that you're talking about? This, you know, this kosher wedding thing, and then we uncovered this, and now the feds are there, and I understand that there's a great interest in with firearms and explosive dogs and rocket launchers. Is the public safe, Skip? Should we evacuate the area?
No, the police are after me.
All right, well, we'll have to check in with Skip a little bit later.
Skip's in trouble. I don't know what he did tonight.
That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like. All right, well, we will be back later, maybe. Maybe not. On this developing news story about clickbait articles not telling us if it is kosher to have a can of bar. Back to you.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
In other news from MarketWatch, Mass Roots applies to be first cannabis company listed on the NASDAQ trading system. Marijuana social networking app MassRoots announced Monday that it has applied to be listed on the NASDAQ Capital Market.
Interesting.
If accepted, the company would be the first cannabis technology firm on the exchange.
Huh. Okay. Yeah.
It has been listed in, apparently, one of the OTC market groups. It's kind of like an off-side betting kind of thing. Not betting, but trading shit. It's usually reserved for developmental stage companies since April, and it's trading at 13.68.
Okay.
Letters are MSRT, if you're interested.
That's very interesting.
It doesn't sell or handle marijuana, but it doesn't say what it does.
Do we have it again? Do we have another clickbait?
Yeah.
We have a string of clickbaiting. My goodness.
Folks, we don't know what happened here.
Okay.
It could also be, too, that we need to do more research. But, you know, hey. Oh, it's a social networking app. It connects marijuana users.
Yes, there we go. Okay, to other enthusiasts and area dispensaries via mobile app.
Yeah, it's probably using technology GPS to locate you where you are close enough to a dispensary.
Or you can send a message out and say, hey, I got a blunt. I'm looking to smoke some shit. And then the cops, who's sitting a few blocks over that also sign on, come up and bust you.
But I suppose... cops couldn't pose as dispensaries. I suppose that might be illegal.
That is possible.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, definitely.
That, and finally, folks, life might really spread across the universe, just like us. We are kind of an epidemic. Anyways, but life may spread across the universe like an epidemic in a new math theory.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting?
Ooh. Sorry, I got excited about the math theory.
So, you know, astronomers are getting closer to finding potential signatures of life on faraway planets.
Okay.
And they come up with a new mathematical description that shows how to understand life spread and to determine if it's jumping from star to star. You know, if life arose on other planets, did it spontaneously grow from raw materials? Or did it start from planet to planet and star to star, spreading across the universe?
Praise Jesus!
Yes. Telltale mathematical patterns of where life signatures appear could reveal the answer, authors of new research said.
Wow.
And this is from space.com, and there's a pretty picture of the galaxy. There's like green little dots everywhere, and I think that's where life may be. Who knows?
It could be.
You know, but if life does exist out in the universe, would they ever have a chance to listen to this podcast, Anthony? And if they could, where would they go?
Well, first off, they could listen. Well, they could call us 813-327-8566. I don't know if we'll just be here, but you can give it a try.
Any news, and we're just going straight back to Anthony.
And then you can also visit our Facebook page at facebook.chiampa.info. And then listening, you can tune in at listen.chiampa.info or chiampa.info. Listen.chiampa.info. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of your unique on air experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566 or visit us at facebook.chiampa.radio.info. Not dot radio, dot info. Hold on, I need to access the database.
And folks, if you are listening to us on a recast, we'd love to hear from you. You can give us a call, like we said, at 813-327-8566, and we will play your message on the air. We promise. Anthony, have we had any voicemail? Why don't you figure that out, too, while you access the database? Interesting. You know, there's... different. You know, there's so many things going on right now in the world that just are not just the for our presidential race. It's turning out to be a messed up situation. You know, and on the Democratic side, we've got all this talk about Joe Biden, and then they talk about Hillary Clinton and her email infidelity. That's what I call it. And then, like, nobody's really talking that much about Bernie unless you're somehow tuned into the different groups on Facebook. That's kind of messed up. And I know, I'm not sure exactly where we're at, folks, but I know we're probably going to be taking a break soon. But
yeah, we will be. We'll be taking a break in about 30 seconds.
We've got some really interesting new JP Wisdoms, Joe Wisdoms. We're going to call them Joe Wisdoms.
Yes, and you'll have to let me know where I can snag those files from.
Ah, yes. We'll figure
or
that
are you
out.
Gonna, are you going to play them, or am I playing them?
I might be able to play them. We'll do a quick test during the commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, so that we give you the best possible experience.
All right, folks. We will be back in about 7.5 minutes. Stay tuned.
You are listening to WEED. Chiampa.
Joe Wisdom here, reminding all you kids listening, don't stick your tongue in a light socket.
Wisdom. Do you have a wisdom? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Leave us your name, your wisdom, and let us know if you'd like us to broadcast. This is a Joe Wisdom production.
You say you got a case of the ordinary blues. Well, the doctor's in and he's got good news. He's got the relief you've been looking for. Dr. Pepper has got your cure. Just what the doctor ordered.
Dr. Pepper.
That special taste of originality.
Dr. Pepper.
Just what the doctor ordered.
Dr. Pepper.
For your pepper personality. Woo! Yeah!
The coffee is excellent, really.
You're listening in on a hidden microphone at Chicago's world-famous Cricket's Restaurant. Tonight, along with a complimentary meal, we're secretly replacing the fresh brewed coffee usually served here with Folgers Crystals. Will it be rich enough for our special guests?
It has a nice rich coffee flavor.
It's Folgers Crystals.
Oh, you gotta be kidding. This can't be instant coffee. 10 being the highest, I rate it as 10.
Mountain-grown Folgers Crystals. Coffee rich enough to be served in America's finest restaurants.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. One of the reliable miracles of my environment is the way the housekeeping situation can slip out of control in about the amount of time it takes to fall off a bicycle. Once upon a time, I longed to hold high priestess rank in the Church of Clean and Neat. There, the messy person is as despicable as the sin of messiness itself. The messy person without civilized grace. The messy person bound for the failed social classes. A messy person, too lazy to take the simple steps to... I am standing up against all of that to say it doesn't describe me. Even though I can get behind on a few things, the floors, the walls, the ceiling, the shelves, the countertops, the drawers, and true, sometimes a lapse might be for a decade or two, but clear surfaces and harmonious planes of color give me too much pleasure for me to qualify as messy through and through. What I lack is the right set of compulsive habits that will keep my surroundings tidy without my having to try. I do have housekeeping habits. Any object whose misplacement would disrupt the household, my glasses, the dog water, those objects always get set down in the same spot. For the random rest of everything else, I unhand the things I'm finished with in the nearest place where they are unlikely to come to harm, and forget about them. That's why there's a tin snips next to the breadboard, a plate on my desk, and knitting needles in my hair. The strategy for locating a particular object requires a visual scan of all the favorite surfaces in case I see it, simultaneous with a mental scan for a memory image of myself using it, finishing with it, and putting it, voila. These kinds of habits really do work for swimming upstream in a river of stuff, but they do very little to bring about tidiness in the surroundings. Now, don't think me unschooled in the happy habits of the clean and neat. Touch each piece of paper exactly once. Make cleanup a part of every meal. Put away all your toys before bed. The only habit of neat people I habitually have is the one of turning grumpy when the environment silts up with clutter. If the situation deteriorates to grumpiness, one must buck habits and invoke rules. Once the Grand Inquisitor of Clean and Neat settles into your ear to hiss descriptions of your sins, lazy, dismal, simplest task, the rules say you must drop whatever you're doing, set the timer, and give this issue 20 minutes of your life. It's amazing how much you can clean up in 20 minutes, but since there's so much more to go, you must also invoke the rule of four. In order to get something out, you must first put four things away. You want a better pen? Clean underwear? Pony up. In a few days, the tide turns, and look at you, pacing around the joint looking for a fourth thing to put away so you can take a screwdriver out of the toolbox. And chances are, you're not grumpy anymore. The thing about good cheer? It breeds possibility. I could get out the sewing machine, or repot some of those plants, make some cookies. A few months ago, I washed all the windows. Talk about a gift that keeps on giving. Clumping around with the unwieldy ladder, and even doing the last little ones high up. And the next day saying, trust me, you're really going to appreciate this, and going back to get every last streak. How can I have a care about the immediate surroundings when out in the distance, it is such a perfect view from Planet Nancy? Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
I've named the system. So hold on, I'll tell you about that. Just a moment. We have to access the database. Hold on.
Accessing the database, ladies and gentlemen. That's not what I was expecting, but okay.
Monday nights, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. Only on Cyamba Radio.
You are listening to WEED. Shyampa.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit.
From Null Soft Shoutcast.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey. Welcome back, everybody.
Yes, we are back.
We are back, and Ant and I were just talking about something important, and you cheese. Know how it goes.
I was thinking about cheese.
Thinking about cheese.
Yes, thinking about cheese is important.
Right. Yeah. Foodstuffs do have a particular craving for us, that's for sure. Wow, we had a great segment. If you got a need, we'd love to hear from you at 813-327-8566.
Again, or that's 813-327-8566.
Or visit us at facebook.shyampa.info. And that's facebook.shyampa.info. You know, if you don't know what Chiampa is spelled like, it's C-H-I-A-M-P-A. You could think of it as Chiampa.
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 Chiampa. Thank you for listening to Shia Amber. Here's a Joe Wisdom. All right, so this is when you just messaged me. Oh, here we go.
Oh, my God. Yay! I'm with my 16 girlfriends. We haven't seen each other in a long time. Seems like ages, even though it's just last week. And it's so nice to see everybody. And, oh, my God, what's going on with you and you and you and you and you? Oh, my God, I'm so excited! Favorite brunch spot. Food was magnificent. And now it's time for the bill. Can we split our check?
Hey, well, what happened? Okay. Oh, there we go.
Remember, folks, be nice and pay with cash if you're going to be in a large group. Your server and local business owner appreciates you. Brought to you by the people for civil treatment to your server. And another Joe Wisdom by Joe Wisdom. Do you have a Joe Wisdom to share?
So I do have a question, though, because in some ways, I mean, sometimes you have to split the check, and sometimes you don't always have cash with you. So what's the best way to approach something like that?
The best way from the restaurant's point of view is to point out that right at the start, before the customer takes that seat, you know, just indicate, you know, hey, folks, we do have a credit card policy. For your group, actually, for a restaurant that I work at, it's 4 cards for that large of a group.
Okay.
That's the max.
Okay.
And we're not going to be itemizing out who had what, because our register system just can't do that. And it would really screw up the kitchen, because it would have physically print a void ticket to the kitchen, and then they'd be like, wait, what?
Not a void ticket.
And then we'd be re-adding it and re-voiding it, re-adding it. And it'd be different check numbers. It would just be a mess. So
it
we
would
can't.
Be a mess.
Yeah. Damn. Now some restaurants can split checks, and more power to them because they purchased, you know, the state of the art. Good for them. You know, but the key thing, ladies and gentlemen, is you should approach that upfront. As a customer, you should ask, "Hey, what's your credit card policy?" And as a restaurateur, you should be upfront and polite and respectful and say, hey, this is what we do. And if it gets to the point now where they're going to pay and it gets heated, you then refer back to the manager with, you know, this, I'm sorry, this is what we stated up front. We spoke to you and, you know, how would you like to handle this now?
I see.
So, but it never gets to that point, though. People don't want to go to that level of confrontation. So.
Okay. All right. I guess that
was a good Joe Wisdom. That was very entertaining. Go.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely was. Let me see. What do we got here? See, I have some of these new ones kind of peppered in here.
Yeah. See, folks.
In one
I'm
of the.
I'm doing some. With Joe Wisdom, I'm having to do some interesting file things. So.
Let's see. No, I'm kind of going through some of what you have. Let's take a listen to the bump. Let's take a listen to the bump here.
Hello there.
Wow.
Hello.
This is Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Wisdom.
Hi, Joe Wisdom.
Just reminding you, tune in every Monday night, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. Listen.shyampa.info.
That's good. That's good. That works out well. All right. So we have that one. Let's see.
Another What else has Joe Wisdom been up to?
Let's see. I think we got... Oh, I'm trying to see what I have in here, because we remember we got another... So I have one in one of the... Do I have in the other one? No. Okay, so we can do Gupta. I'm going to do... Huh?
Didn't one of his friends drop by?
I think Gupta did.
This is Gupta Wisdom. My friend Joe let me come in front of the microphone today. Thank you, Joe. Sometimes wisdom isn't just being thankful. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thank you, Gupta.
Not a lady of many words.
You can always use a little bit of wisdom and thanks. Do you have a wisdom to share? Give us a call at 813-327-8566 and leave us your wisdom.
Each person, they had to have specific music tailored with their voice.
Yeah, I've noticed that. I have Rumpelstiltskin is coming up in the next break, so I'm not playing Rumpelstiltskin until we go to break at 8:30. If you don't mind, because I really liked having it in kind of the break there. It makes me giggle, so I kind of want.
Joe Wisdom has. We'll have some more soon for you, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm thinking, as Joe Wisdom's agent, I might take him and take him out on the road.
It's possible. Let's see. Yeah. We got another one here. Hold on.
Yep, Joe Wisdom here. Remember, everybody, summer doesn't last forever.
It's
very true. It's very true. Very true.
This is Howdy Doody Wisdom. I'm down south somewhere.
You kind of get lost where you were at.
Yeah. But I got wisdom.
But you got wisdom.
My friend Joe gave it to me.
Uh-huh. You sure did.
You've been listening to Friends of Joe Wisdom.
Friends of
Joe
Wisdom.
Do you have wisdom to share with us? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. You can leave us a name, or you don't have to.
All right, awesome, awesome.
Awesome, Joe Wisdom, you're the best.
Yeah, let's see. Let me see. I got one here. I have a test Joe Wisdom bump, and I have a with background music, and then I have a full Joe Wisdom. Who's this? Oh, we already did that one, I think. Yes. This is the Howdy Doody one.
Joe Wisdom here. Remember, everybody, summer doesn't last.
Okay, yeah, that was the same one. I didn't know if we had another one from the same one, or if we had... Okay, so let me see. The background music. What's this? This sounds very deep.
Hello there.
Hello.
This is Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Wisdom.
Hello, Mr. Wisdom.
Just reminding you, tune in every Monday night. Okay, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. Listen.shyampa.info.
That works. There you go.
Beautiful. That Joe Wisdom beautiful, knows how to do it.
Fantastic. With that said, I think we have some crazy news to get to before
do you,
we hit
Anthony?
The break. Yes, possibly.
What is your crazy news?
Do we have crazy news? All right, hold on. Let me find the background track. Okay. All right. So this is from the Florida Sun Sentinel. And the headline is, man threatens to arrest prostitute if she doesn't have unprotected sex. So, Mark William Rose, a 22-year-old Lauderdale Lakes man, had a plan when a prostitute refused to have sex with him without a condom. He told the prostitute he was a cop and would arrest her if she didn't honor his request. To enforce the claim, he drove the prostitute to the sheriff's office headquarters to try to add credence to his claim.
Wow.
Yeah. Rose told the arresting deputies that he had used this ploy about a dozen times now in the last few months with three women consenting to sex. Rose was arrested on Wednesday.
Forget about it, but the more you learn about your company...
What was that? He has no criminal record.
Unfortunately, I also looked at the link, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, when you do that...
It pops up a news story or advertisement thing.
All the time.
Yeah, that's why I just did copy text thing here. That's why I put a little linky in there. I don't know if you've gone to it or not. So anyway... So, he's currently in the main jail charged with impersonating a police officer in the commission of a felony and false imprisonment. His lawyer disputed the false imprisonment charge. He said, that's a ruse, but we're not forcibly or by threat confining her, .. This is not the first time a man has lied to a woman to have sex. It might be true, but impersonating an officer is a little different. So, anyway, the woman didn't have to believe his client. Weinstein said, that's the attorney for this, our wonderful person in question here. He showed no identification. He was in an unmarked car, and he was not wearing a police shirt and wasn't wearing a police badge and had no gun, allegedly. He just said, I'm a cop. Rose admits to doing this to several other women to get them to engage in sexual activity. He's picked up about 12 women in the past few months, and he's brought six of them to the sheriff's public safety parking lot.
In bold. That's...
Yeah, that's pretty bold.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but hey, you know... When you got to go, you gots to go.
Well, he needs to be locked up.
Yeah, exactly. So.
But again, only in Florida.
Only in Florida. That is, it's only in Florida. That's what happens. And to make matters even worse.
Send everything down to Florida.
It's yeah, like kind of, clearly.
It's like a pituitary gland.
Clearly there's something going on with Florida that, I don't know, for the anus of the country or all the shit just kind of winds up here or what, but clearly.
Oh, not the pituitary gland. The colon. That's it.
Yeah. Thanks.
Anyways.
Come to sunny Florida, colon of the country. Alrighty, and moving on. Alright, this comes from Click Orlando News 6. Headline is, Drunken Woman Tries to Pick Up Kids at School. Alright, so I get it. Waiting in the car line for hours in Florida heat is a bitch, especially if SpongeBob SquarePants DVD is in loop mode and you can't quite reach the stop button in the rear entertainment system. However, doing what Pamela Brown in Ormond Beach, Florida woman did to beat the car line blues is not advisable. Around 4 p.m. around 4 p.m. last Tuesday near Ormond Beach Middle School, a witness told police that he saw a vehicle stalled in the student pickup car line and that he overheard the woman in the vehicle, identified as Pamela Brown, tell one of the children in the car to get over there and drive the car, according to the police report. An officer determined that the car was out of gas. And police said two children were in the vehicle and they were escorted back into the school away from the scene. Brown stepped out of the vehicle and the officer reported that he could smell the alcohol. He had asked Brown if she had been drinking, which of course she denied. Brown then told the officer she had a glass of wine and a Laura Tab.
Oh, lovely.
Officers found two wine boxes underneath the driver's seat, each of them still a quarter full, according to the report. Brown agreed to blow into a breathalyzer and scored not one, but two whopping scores of .258 and .251, more than three times the Florida's legal limit of .08. All from the car line, picking up kids. Lovely.
Not that bad.
During questioning, Brown admitted to drinking two glasses of wine, but said she could not feel the effects of the alcoholic beverages and did not believe she was under the influence. Brown also told police that she had taken Lorazepam earlier that morning. The last time Brown said she ate was at 8 a.m. the previous day, which was a meal that consisted of corn chips and salsa. Police said Brown provided the wrong date, time, and day of week during questioning. Police also said several pills were found in a metal keychain container that was attached to her keys in the ignition of the vehicle. Brown has been charged with two counts of child abuse, one DUI charge, and two counts of narcotic possession.
Insanity.
It is insanity. Welcome to Florida. All right. So, I gotta take a drink here. All right, so you gotta fund your cousin's quinceañera. What do you want to do?
Well,
just want to rob a bank. Fuck it, we'll rob a bank. All right, this come from Tampa, from the Tampa Bay Times. Tampa woman robs banks to fund her daughter's graduation bash. All right. A Valrico woman explained in court this week why she robbed three Brandon banks within 30 minutes in May, netting more than $6,000. She wanted to throw her daughter a graduation party, and she was late with the rent. Cindy Cabero, 50, of Valrico, pleaded guilty in federal court Tuesday to one count of interfering with interstate commerce by robbery, punishable up to 20 years in prison.
Now, let me stop you right there.
Yes.
What if she started a Kickstarter or one of those other FundMe programs? Could she have raised $6,000 in 30 minutes?
Probably not. Well, it depends. If it was like, you know... But I don't think this Valrico woman could have really raised that much in a Kickstarter account in like 30 minutes. Considering I don't think she's a very well-known person, and I don't know who would donate to her cause. Do you know Cindy Cabero of 50 of Valrico? That in which you will donate to her GoFundMe account? Oh no. We have lost Chip Skipper. Alright, well, let's see what happens. Maybe Chip will come back. Come back, Chip. Hello, Chip.
Chip Skipper had disconnection issues.
Clearly. Alright.
We're back.
We're back. All right. So, no, I don't think, to answer your question, I don't think the GoFundMe would have netted her $6,000 in 30 minutes.
That's terrible.
Yes, it is terrible. It's very sad. So, instead, she robbed a bank. Her motives were briefly described in a signed plea agreement filed Wednesday. In all three robberies, tellers were threatened with notes. Quote, "Should you not follow these instructions, you will meet your maker," quote. One note said. Another note also said, quote, "Should you not do as I say, I will not hesitate to shoot." Shoot being all in caps, which apparently is now being transgressed over from the internet thing into shouting in our notes now. We shout in our handwriting. Another note threatened a teller with death, but included the words, "Happy Mother's Day. I will blow your gray matter all over this fucking bank. Have a happy Mother's Day." Carabo, the woman, the crazy woman, Carabio, had no prior criminal records in Florida, was arrested in the afternoon of the robberies. Deputies tracked her, still on the move, to an apartment complex, noting that her car was emitting red smoke from a ruptured tie pack. Close the windows. The arrest first drew attention because the robberies were so close together at 319, 335, and 340 on May 11th, the Monday after Mother's Day.
So, you know, we don't take no responsibility for what you do in the world, but learn the dye pack and throw it out.
Yeah, right. I mean, come on, lady.
Wow.
Wrap that shit in a plastic bag.
Exactly. Keep one in your pocket at all times. You know, sometimes I do. When I go to strange, far-off places, I keep extra materials.
Strange, yes. Far-off places.
So that I can survive if necessary.
Strange. What do you bring into these
power strange... bars, protein bars, water, tissues, and other assorted toiletries, if necessary.
I see. That's quite interesting.
Always have a rich plan, folks.
I see.
And implements with supply, of course.
That is very important. Implements and supply being together is always very important. You know what's also very important?
It's also very important.
Not punching your neighbor over a shared door that was left unlocked.
Wow.
Yeah. This one comes from the Sun Sentinel in Florida. When your neighbor refuses to lock the common entry doorway, how do you remedy the problem? Well, probably not the same way Audrey Canaday, 30, did. Canaday was picked up by Boca Raton police on Monday after she assaulted her neighbor after being confronted about a shared door that was unlocked. Say Canaday's neighbor approached her just before 10 p.m. about an unlocked door that leads into a hallway shared by both apartments. The building, located in the 1800 block of Northwest First Court, has only two apartments inside. The neighbor told police that Canaday leaves the door unlocked so her friends can come and go. She's probably selling weed. The neighbor said she felt uncomfortable knowing anyone could get inside, so she confronted Canaday. Canaday became very upset and began punching her neighbor in the face. Wow. According to the arrest report, the neighbor said that she fell onto the ground and Canaday continued to hit her. Yes, this is Florida. This was, where was this at?
Palm Beach.
Boca Raton. All right. So, she fell to the ground, and the woman just continues to beat her. Canaday's boyfriend, known only to the neighbor as Sharky. Wow. He's Sharky. Cheered on Canaday as she assaulted the neighbor. Eventually, Canaday stopped the assault and left the area with her boyfriend. Police report that the neighbor sustained bruising on her face, arms, back, and hips, and then that when police arrived, the neighbor was bleeding from her forehead and a severely swollen left eye. Police interviewed Canaday, who had a slightly different version of events. Canaday says her neighbor began yelling at her about the door being unlocked, and Canaday says she tried to ignore the neighbor. Okay, I believe
so there's
that.
There's common truth there.
I believe that. However, punching her in the fucking face is not the way to solve the problem. So Canaday claimed her neighbor was drunk and being disrespectful, and that the neighbor followed Canaday upstairs to her apartment, tried to kick in the door, and slapped Canaday across the face, which prompted Canaday to defend herself. Canaday says the injuries to her neighbor were probably bad because Canaday said she is a heavy puncher.
Okay, so there is truth to that.
So there you go.
Yeah.
So, Canaday had no visible injuries, you know.
Well, good for Canaday. Yep. You know what? You know, sometimes, yeah, maybe you take it too far. You could just simply ignore or call the cop. And if it's a shared management company, get your management company involved.
Yep, exactly.
Don't try to settle shit between each other because it just, you know, sometimes you need that neutral party to calm you both down.
That's very true. That's very, very true.
Now, if the neighbor is consistently then starting to pound on your door and causing a stink, then, you know, I don't think talking would solve anything, because
no,
that person.
I don't either. Yeah, no, I think that's crazy, totally crazy. Yeah. So
we'll be over our break, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. But that's it for this evening's crazy news. I didn't know if Betty was around. I know that she has another gig.
Betty is around. Do you want to hear her?
Yeah. Well, Betty, come on, go ahead and give it to us.
Yeah. What a world we live in! Thank God you're tuned into Weed. Do you want to be a part of our unique on-air experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566 or visit us at facebook.shinepod.info. If you're listening to us on a recast, feel free to leave us a voicemail. We'll play your message on the air.
Awesome, Betty. Thank you so much. That was absolutely wonderful. All right, folks, it looks like we will be back in about 7 minutes here, and we'll probably dig up some old Joe Wisdoms and maybe see if Betty feels like chatting a little bit more tonight.
So, and see what our poll is doing, it's doing anything. So we'll stay tuned.
Yes, we will. Stay tuned. Stay tuned for our poll. We may have breaking news on our poll to see if we get anything, any kind of amazing results. Maybe we have an upset. You know, who is calling it what? Find out when we come back in about 7 minutes and some change.
You're listening to WEED, Chicago, Tampa. Shyampa Radio.
This is Rumpelstiltskin Wisdom. My friend Joe let me come in front of the microphone today. Thank you, Joe. Sometimes wisdom is in just being thankful. Speaking of full, I would love to suck some cock right about now.
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
I decided to make my family a homemade Italian spaghetti dinner.
Well, I'm Antonio. My Italian gourmet market was the place to come to. Here you go.
What's this?
Prego spaghetti sauce.
No, I want the individual ingredients like oregano.
It's in there.
And basil.
It's in there.
And garlic.
It's in there.
Are you trying to tell me everything, even the herbs and spices, are in this jar of Prego spaghetti sauce?
Put your nose up against the jar. What do you see?
It's in there, yeah.
How about some nice bread to go?
Prego spaghetti sauce and original and extra chunky varieties. Homemade taste. It's in there.
Hey, Dickie, guess what? It's 10 weeks till Christmas.
Okay, what are we going to get David?
Hey, how about a Magnavox compact disc player, huh?
Smart idea.
Yeah, but let's not wait till Christmas. Let's give it to him now, okay?
It's only October.
I know, but once he gets Magnavox CD sound, guess where we can have our Halloween party, huh?
The inventors of CD technology just made it even smarter. The Magnavox 6-disc changer plays and programs up to 7 hours of uninterrupted, flawless sound.
Tom, you can't assume David's going to give a party.
Why not? He's invited.
Magnavox. Smart choice. Very smart.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. One day, in Atlanta, there were thunderstorms that organized themselves in such a way that it was safe for planes to land, but unsafe for them to take off. Atlanta is a hub airport for Delta Airlines, and by nightfall, all of Delta's planes were there, grounded. I was in one of them. All around me, people tapped and swiped at their devices. There are no hotel rooms in Atlanta. I think I can get us on that flight to Washington. See if you can get a room there. I don't have a device, so I looked out the window, and what I saw was magnificent. All the airplanes aren't supposed to be in one airport. It was like a praying mantis convention out there. We were pretty far from the terminal, and the runways were all clogged with enormous, ungainly airplanes teetering on their tiny feet. A couple hours later, the pilot chuckled when he told us, The weather was okay for planes to take off, but crews were timing out and couldn't work any more hours without sleep. The replacement crews for the planes at the gates were stuck in the planes out on the runways. So they emptied the planes that had no crews and hooked their noses to small, boxy tractors that pushed them backwards through the tangle. The scene now, a praying mantis convention after it's been set upon by ants, all with pink and yellow lights glinting on the tarmac. Late the next morning, after a few bleary hours of sleep in a free room, I walked into the breakfast buffet behind a large man with a bulky swagger wearing a PETA t-shirt. I wouldn't have thought he looked the PETA type, people for the ethical treatment of animals. Then I wondered, so what is the PETA type? Then I read the fine print on the t-shirt, and while I shuffled my tray next to his down the line, I made up this poem. Denatured PETA man goes through the buffet. People for the eating of tasty animals believe in a place for all God's creatures, right next to the mashed potatoes. The meat beneath the shirt is a slump of gluteus juice, flaccid on the belt, marbled, tender, and pinkly white, like veal, fattened on sugars reduced from corn, bioplastic and balanced on pharmaceuticals. Hogs, gray kidney and lung slime liver, plop in the bin with the tumors will dice your starved heart for organ niblets. I crane to see the tender creatures piled on your plate. Rhesus monkeys, little owls, ravens, roadkill, poppies, and a brushy squirrel, tail curled round a mound of mashed potatoes. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
I've named the system. So hold on. I'll tell you about that. Just a moment. We have to access the database. Hold on.
Accessing the database, ladies and gentlemen. That's not what I was expecting, but okay.
Monday nights, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. Only on Cheyenne Radio.
You are listening to WEED. Cheyenne.
What if one morning you found you were someone else?
Oh, boy.
And just to make things interesting, what if you found you were traveling in time and couldn't stop?
Please, God, I'd like to wake up now.
Now, what if there was only one person who could get you back? You.
And I can't even remember my name.
Find out what happens when a time traveler experiences technical difficulties.
It's a kick in the butt, ain't it?
Watch the special 2-hour movie preview of a fantastic new series, Quantum Leap, Sunday at 9, 8 Central and Mountain, only on NBC.
CERTS knows that everyone has their own way of expressing themselves. Here's Jacques Duwaiter.
For you, madame, I recommend the grilled salmon. Its delicate pink skin is as radiant as your rosy complexion. And for you, sir, I recommend the shrimp.
Whatever your style of self-expression, CERTS will help you get your point across. Because however you say it, fresh breath makes a statement. And CERTS is the taste everyone can agree on.
Fresh breath speaks for itself.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit
from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Wow, there's like a huge difference between just a tad.
You're kind of still sketchy, but I can hear you finally, because before I wasn't hearing you at all.
Well, soon folks will have a machine here that will assist with better call quality for us.
Yes, and most definitely. I have to find a box to ship it in.
Would it be awkward to ship you a box so that you could ship me the box back with the device
yes,
in it?
Yes, I would be better off just finding a box. It would be easier that way. Now, do you have, because the box doesn't have Wi-Fi on it. I don't know if you have Ethernet capability of
that's
your...
That's just Ethernet, so what I will need to do is purchase a new Wi-Fi card.
Okay, okay.
And I can purchase one on Amazon. If you folks have been to Amazon.com, you know that you can buy anything there and they will ship it anywhere.
It's true. It's amazing, and it's true.
So, Anthony, we had a poll going, and the poll is, which of these six words do you use when talking about marijuana in everyday life?
Okay.
Respond directly on the web by going to pollev.com/dreamyhat228, and it's on our Facebook page, or you can text dreamyhat228 to 22333 to join the poll, and then select A, 420, B, cannabis, C, weed, D, damn good shit, E, medicine, or F, pot. So go check out that poll and we'll talk about it, because right now we get you some results.
How is the poll going?
Well, right now it's not.
I see.
For souls to go out there and vote.
I see.
Yeah, are we apathetic to voting anything anymore?
I think so.
Are we our souls chomping with glee at something and just at the screen?
I have like pretzel chips.
I have zero. I haven't even eaten dinner yet.
No. Dinner. Dinner. Dinner.
I'm thinking burrito in my head. But, you know, go check out that poll. I'll leave it up for a little bit after the broadcast, so you got some time. If you're on a recast and you're listening to this, like, a few days later or a week later or a month or longer, that poll is no longer active, so don't even bother. I don't even know what it'll do.
Out of service.
Yeah. It might be leaked to pornography or some crazy thing that you don't want to have anything.
Ooh, I might have to go check it out then. That sounds like fun.
If you check out that link in a year, give me a call. We'll talk.
Okay. I might check it out a couple of years from now. Who knows?
I got something new for you, Anthony. You want to hear this?
What do you have that's new for me?
Well, listen, hold on.
I want to be the new Planet Nancy. All of my children are put to sleep right now, and that's a good thing. Now I can plan my next show for you. Thanks for the opportunity, Joe and Anthony. I hope to give Joe Wisdom a run for his money.
But you eat nothing.
Wow. You know what, ladies and gentlemen, we may have our first artificial intelligence fight on our hands between...
A bitch fight, wow.
So, but you know, it only makes the show stronger. We're going to have some really fun stuff for you in the next episode. I love that track.
I'm glad to see... We're gonna get some. Wow, yeah, that rivalry going on there with Betty and all. How does Betty function with so many multiple personalities?
Well, she's actually got a really good programming team, and I have to credit Amazon for this. It's a company called Ivona. It's a text.
Ivona beef.
Company. Yeah, I don't think it's just quite that. But they develop multi-language text-to-speech technology.
Interesting.
That might be in proprietary devices or different phones, for instance. But it seems pretty darn good, if you ask me.
Okay, that sounds cool.
I mean, just like the web reactionary time, and for what I'm trying to use it for. It's perfect.
And what, see, now, what is the site again to this place?
It is www.ivona.com.
There we go.
So yeah, go check it out. It's India Victor Onaya Nancy Adam .com.
Ivona Beef.com.
I wonder if Ivona Beef exists. Should we do a Google search?
Yeah, sure. Hold on.
Let's do a Google search. This webpage is not available.
IvonaBeef.com.
Look to see if there's an Ivona Beach Beef, period.
I get a lot of
waha on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. Ivona Beef is a true creation of your own desire.
Wow. Ivona Beef. Ivona Beef!
We have cravings. Like right now, for some reason, I'm craving cheddar fries.
Cheddar fries. My cholesterol is a little out of control again, so I have to step back from the deliciousness of life for a bit and eat things that aren't so delicious, in my opinion.
Yeah. It's and I'm drinking more water than I should, probably.
Do you have a water issue?
Well...
Are you water rationed?
We are not water rationed in Chicago.
Okay, that's good to know.
I gotta tell you, folks, if you are in the Chicago area, you should be thankful for at least one thing, and that is you do have a strong water rights city. So, in other words, you're not gonna run out of water.
Gonna run out of water.
Never say never, correct?
Never, right? ever. Like, Ivona Beef is going to forever be iconic.
You're going to see Ivona Beef and water together forever. No, there is... We have a good supply.
Who has a good supply? How much are they charging for it?
Did you not know there's a governorship of the water of the Great Lakes?
Well, I figure there's some crazy white people looking after it.
Well, because, you know, with California running dry, you know, they're trying to think of different ways to get water. And some idiot did think of a pipe.
Of course they did. Of course they did. Why wouldn't they? That motherfuckers will suck this entire continent dry if given the opportunity to do so. Which is a shame because, you know, I mean, just the crops that they grow can be so different in terms of water consumption. But people will still buy this shit too, you know?
You know, speaking of crops, and I'll find and post this, I found, I think it was in Japan, in Tokyo perhaps, or maybe it was Bangkok, China, or Hong Kong, maybe Hong Kong, where people were growing, or not growing, but having fake bean sprouts coming out of their head at random places. It's the fat.
Interesting. And what does that symbolize?
Well, I mean, there could be some misconceptions. There could be people that say, well, that you're trying to symbolize the pollution and the, you know, and the things that you're killing. But I guess it's just a trend. It's just a fashion trend. It doesn't mean anything.
So there's no, like, political statement or anything behind it? None at all.
Maybe you and I should take pictures of bean sprouts on our heads and post them on our Facebook page. What do you think, Anthony?
I have bean sprouts, but I really don't have any way to attach to my head. I have no hair on my head.
Well, this is a difficulty, then. And as we've found out through various medias, apparently Trump does not wear a toupee.
Media. Wow, that's as real as shit. I hope he didn't pay a lot for that weave.
But he literally showed a sculpt and tugged at it, or somebody tugged at it, and it was real. could be that's just the way it grows. It could be his conservative
nature. No, but it could also be hair plugs. It could be sewn in. I mean, you know, there's tons of different ways that...
Ooh, I never thought of hair being...
sewn into your head. That's what they do. That's what they do at the, you know, the clubhouse for bald men place.
He would be such a different man if he was bald, if he stayed bald.
He'd still be a dickhead, though.
Well, at least you'd be able to see it clearly.
I guess.
It's like a mop head.
Yeah, he's just frightening, and it's just shameful. Shameful, the things that he says.
You know, I have noticed the banter on social media. You know, in certain quarters, it's just going nuts. But in other quarters, it's quieted. It's like there's no talk.
No talk?
It's almost as if there's a sequence of events that happens. If you know what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, give us a call.
Please call us.
A caller. Anthony, how can they reach us?
If you can explain this shit to us, please call 813-327-8566. Again, 813-327-8566.
And Betty will help you.
Betty will always help you.
Talk. Oh, now she wants to talk.
No, go ahead, Betty.
Betty will help you.
Okay, Betty. Well,
you're going to help us, Betty. Betty will help us. I like it when Betty's helpful. It's better than when Betty is not so helpful. Because when Betty's a bitch, that's a problem.
What is this saying, Betty?
Betty will slip your number in line.
Huh?
Betty will do what?
She said this.
Betty will slip your number in line.
Wow.
Slip your number? Was it? Did she say number in life?
Yeah.
Betty will slip you number in line.
Slip you number in line. I see. In line.
Yes. Yeah, give her a call. Give us a call. Give her a call. She'll talk to you.
Yes, she will. Not that much. And you won't. It really won't be a two-way communication. But, you know, you still give her a call. 813-327-8566. We've got about 5 minutes left.
Each person.
Go, Betty.
What do you got to say about that, Anthony? Go, Betty.
You go, Betty.
Go, Anthony.
Go, Betty. Go, Betty. Go, Betty. Go, Betty. Go, Betty. Go, Betty. Go, Betty.
Okay. Betty and Anthony, calm down.
Oh.
But, you know, folks, we've been doing this now for 14 episodes, and I'm excited still about it. I think, you know, we're just, in terms of our production value and... You know, it's a one-take offense. You know, we're not editing what we put out on our archives. You know, sometimes we sound crazy, we sound silly, and, you know, I've noticed I tend to kind of do a lot more of the serious clickbaits.
Clickbaits. Wow, I gotta...
Arrest me. I'm clickbaited.
Clickbait.
But, you know, it's good. It's good that we're here. It's fun. It really is. And, ladies and gentlemen, on my end, I now have the capability to play vinyl and pump it out here, too.
Sweet.
I don't have anything quite ready now, but, you know, next episode I might introduce something. So stay tuned to that.
That should be very interesting. We'll see how that works out. Do you have vinyl on hand? I didn't know if you guys had vinyl at that studio.
Yes, the studio has vinyl on hand, and we have access to vinyl.
Fantastic. I have a good amount of vinyl, but no way to play it as well, which makes me sad.
But if you want to listen to our last episode direct right away, right now, as soon as you get done listening to us now, you can go to Radio for All. That's RADIO 4ALL.net/index.php/program/82409. And I'm going to put that on the Facebook page again.
You would probably be better off doing it that way than trying to get people to remember what you just told us.
Once I resolve the blog issues, I will have all of the episodes linked on the blog as well.
Sweet. Have you been able to get into the blog with the information that has been provided to you?
No, because I came home and it was a rough day today, so I just needed to, like, zone out for a minute.
Gotcha. Okay. I didn't know if you had a chance to look at it yesterday or not.
And I'm working again tomorrow. I'm off Wednesday, so I might... I have to sort of space things out.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, however it works for you, dude. I was just curious. Just let me know if you have any problems with it.
However, I will definitely, folks, get the current episode that we're doing now up as soon as I get it from Anthony.
Yes.
It'll be on the Radio for All page, which I will link to Facebook right away. And then later on, I'll get the blog updated.
I think we got you covered.
Yeah.
I think so. Yep, exactly.
But, well, folks, this is a good show. Again, the title today was... what was that title again? It was Typhoon Erica,
I think. Yeah, it was Typhoon Erica for the crazy bullshit that was going on. Everyone freaking out in Tampa about Typhoon Erica.
Did you
say it, sir? I'm sorry. You got robotic. You got Mr. Roboto on me.
Yeah, we're on Skype, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be fixing this soon. We're going to adjust some things, and we'll be back in our full capacity.
Yes, most definitely. But
enough.
It's been...
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Totally. And thank you very much for tuning in. And
remember, you can always give us a call at 813-327-8566. Betty will take your voicemail, and goodbye.
Thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. Stay tuned for Earth First coming up next. And remember, smoke it if you got it. Oh, I think this is a new Earth First too. It's kind of exciting. Alright, bye y'all.
Is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
You are listening to WEED. Shampa.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.